Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. I am your host. They call me Bob Zachary. Internet radio host Bob Zachary. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. I'll tell you, last night I thought we had a bad situation. Well, it was a bad situation. It started bad, and then it turned out all right. But I thought it was going to be, like, real horrible, like, horrific. Was it about 2 in the morning or 1? I think about 1 in the morning. I was cleaning up. Ate dinner late last night, not at 1 in the morning, but it was around, I think, 11. And the dishes and things are still out. So as I was cleaning the kitchen, and I seen a breaking news report that a Cairo airplane was hijacked. I said, oh, no, not good, not good. This is definitely not good, but I guess it all worked out. It was so somebody that I guess they're saying that he was in love. Seriously, something bizarre. I mean, they didn't say it last night. I went to bed. I'm thinking, you know, what's gonna happen? But the reports on the news wire is that something about his girlfriend, and it was just bizarre. Bizarre. People are taking pictures with the hijacker. He's taking pictures. It's very, very weird. Very weird. They negotiate with the hijacker. Plane passengers accept the crew. 5-400. Blah, 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 blah. The pilot of the plane was threatened by passengers strapped with explosives, Egypt civil aviation minister said. The Cyprus broadcast guard briefed the 55 passengers on board. Blah, 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 blah. Said the airplane was parked in an apron. Israeli scrambled warplanes, airspace is a private thing. Blah, blah, blah. He was threatened by a passenger who possessed a suicide belt and forced him to land. That it was just bizarre. Girlfriend, I don't know. How did they not see this guy go through the metal detector with that belt? You know, with everything that's going on, how did this guy get through the metal detector with that belt? If you look, it's about, there's no metal in the belt. How does this happen? What is going on? But everything worked out. There you go. Thought it was going to be bad, but it was worked out. He was love struck or whatever the hell he was. Who knows? Who knows? All right. A lot of things on the local front. Bizarre interview. Yeah, a lot of things. We're gonna bounce around. But a lot of bizarre things happened yesterday when we went off the air, and bizarre things that are happening today. It's crazy. Let's see if we can get to all of it. On the Amanda Carpenter, Ted Cruz affair front. What a bizarre, listen. What a bizarre interview that happened yesterday between Carly Fiorina and Ted Cruz and the Daily, I think it's the Daily Caller. I got so many things on my desk. I got the phones and I got the computers. I wish I had everything printed out on paper. I could just flip through, and I don't get that here. I don't get that here. Instead, I got computers that are all virused out. They're just full of viruses. They're bad. They are definitely full of nasty, nasty viruses. So they're in Wisconsin, and you have Scott Walker, who just came out and endorsed Ted Cruz. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe. I mean, he didn't get real far in the presidential race. He got out before any of the primary. He got out before Iowa. He got out before the Iowa. He got out New Hampshire. This was Liz Marr's candidate. Liz Mayer. Remember the Super PAC? Girl made the Super PAC ad of Melania Trump that has no affiliation with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz doesn't even know her. I watched Ted Cruz last night. I don't know her. It's weird. Ted Cruz sounds like Mark Levin. Their voices are separated at birth. It's just bizarre. Very bizarre. But Scott Walker endorsed Ted Cruz. He endorsed Ted Cruz. Maybe it'll work. There's pockets of Wisconsin that are very, very conservative. Maybe this will be good. I have no idea. But Walker said Cruz was in the best position to beat former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He wanted to be for, not against, someone. See, he at least got on the back somebody train, opposed to the anybody but Trump. You know, at least Walker stepped up. Remember, up until, what is it, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's still not happening like it should, but at least it is happening a little. You got the National Review and these other groups and other individuals with the hashtag Never Trump and saying anybody but Trump. So they're not backing somebody. They're just saying not Trump. Well, third party, fourth party, fifth party, a corpse, whoever, just not Trump. So at least Walker is saying, I'll back somebody. So he's attaching himself to the Cruz train. All right, well, again, we'll see how that plays out. Now, during this campaign swing, the Daily Call, like I said, I think it's a Daily Call. Well, you'll hear it in the clip. I actually got a clip, but this is 2 days in a row now we got clips. Pretty good, huh? Like I said, I don't do the clips a lot. I think it eats up the time that I get to spend with you and share my thoughts and my feelings, because after all, that's why you listen to the show. You tune in because you want to hear me. You want to hear what I have to say. If you want to listen to clips, you go to Levin. You'll go to Rush. You go to Medvid. There's tons of other hosts you could listen to clips. Clips and commercials. A three-hour show, and at the end of the day, once you cut out the commercials, it's an hour and 45 minutes of content. I understand. They need to pay the bills. I get it, but it's still an hour and 45 minutes of content. If you throw in another 20 minutes for clips, what do you got? An hour and a half? Hour and 20 minutes? That's nothing. It's nothing. So we don't take a lot of time with clips. But in this case, you got to play it. So Cruz is asked about the affair. He's asked about the National Enquirer story. He's asked if he's ever cheated on his wife. That's what he's asked. Because the rumor is, Cruz was caught years and years and years and years and years ago. If you read our story yesterday, and we kind of mapped out the Heidi Cruz going crazy situation, wandering the streets of Texas, and maybe that was the tipping point. That was the moment when she realized that old Teddy was up to his old ways. Because the rumor is he's not allowed to have any female staffers. Not allowed to have any females working on the campaign. Because he is a serial. That's the rumor. That's the rumor. Again, there's video out there of old Teddy popping in and out of hotels with different women on various days, popping in and out of restaurants with different women on various days. And this tape exists and has been pushed and peddled by Rubio advisors. So the Daily Mail, I think that's it. We'll play the clip. Asked him, have you been faithful to your wife? Have you ever cheated on your wife? Have you ever done anything scandalous like this? Have you? Have you? Tell us. Tell us. So listen to this clip and listen to what happens. It's bizarre, but you're going to hear somebody jump in, and then you're going to hear people become hostile. Just listen to this.
More definitively, this National Enquirer piece, by telling us on the record that you've never been unfaithful to your wife.
But look, if I may.
Jeff. No, I'm sorry. I asked the senator that question.
Well, I'm gonna comment, okay?
Do you have firsthand knowledge of his marriage?
I'm going to comment. This is an example of the media playing to Donald Trump's tune. Donald Trump is a serial philanderer by his own admission. Mm-hmm. And in a week when we have had a terrorist attack in Brussels, a shooting on Capitol Hill, the President of the United States in the baseball stands with Raul Castro and insisting that he be photographed in front of a portrait of Che Guevara with the two Castro brothers, we are talking about a scurrilous, ridiculous piece of the National Enquirer. Why do you all dance to Donald Trump's tune? Let's talk about the issues, please.
Well, that's fine, too, but, Senator, I'm sorry. This is a very serious question about your character. Will you just, if the answer is yes, I've always been faithful, but you can say something.
Sir, I recognize that you love going into the gutter. With no. These kind of, sir,
the National Enquirer is already going to the gutter.
Sir, I'm going to answer your question. Stop interrupting me. Stop interrupting me.
Thank you.
What is your publication?
The Daily Mail, the world's most read English language newspaper.
They've chased my
granddaughter's.
Yes. Look, I'm gonna give a very brief answer to your question, which is the National Enquirer story is complete garbage. It is total lies. It was planted by Donald Trump's henchmen, and I don't think the people of Wisconsin or the people of America have any interest in tabloid trash. I'm going to focus on the issues that matter for the American people.
Was that just bizarre, or was it me? Was that just bizarre, or was it me? Was that? Let me ask you that. Was that? That was a wild. That was a wild block. You know what that was? That was a $500,000 Sarah Isgor Flores reporter block. That's what that was. Now remember, in the heat of the campaign season, when you had all 16 candidates up there, and everybody was battling, Carly Fiorina was battling, Rick Pear, everybody was battling. The Keep the Promise Cruise Pack paid Carly Fiorina's campaign $500,000. $500,000. And Sarah Isgor Flores, was in charge of the Carly Fiorina campaign. And Sarah Isgor Flores is one of the women that has been implicated in the Ted Cruz sex scandal. And here you have Carly Fiorina jumping in front of Ted Cruz when a reporter says, "Have you ever cheated on your wife?" And as you see, Ted Cruz wouldn't answer the question. As you see, Ted Cruz would not answer that question. He said that a National Enquirer story is complete trash, complete garbage. As Carly Fiorina brings up Donald Trump's serial, what did she say, philandering? Is that what she said? And again, like we've said yesterday, and we've said Friday, it's not about Donald Trump cheating. It has nothing to do with it. It has absolutely nothing to do with it, because Donald Trump has never ran around and preached and said he was a perfect man. He was the man of God. Remember, Ted Cruz's whole shtick, along with Glenn Beck, their shtick is how perfect they are. They have the moral high ground. They will be I say they. It seems like Glenn Beck's going to be the vice president. But Ted Cruz is going to be a great president. He's going to be the best president, because God is his right-hand man. God's his co-pilot. God's his co-pilot. So that's why the question, and that's why this situation is a big deal. Cruz is running on the whole values thing. He's running. Remember, every poll that has come out, when they're talking about values and does the candidate share my values, Trump never wins that. People that vote for Trump feel, they know, they understand that values are not what is shared. They're not looking for Trump to be the values president. They're not looking at Trump to be the values candidate. They're not looking for Trump to be in line with their values. Trump's been married 3 times. He's had affairs. They know this. It's already baked into the cake. They're not looking at him to have these values as far as being married to the same woman for 50 years and being faithful and so forth and so on. Now, Ted Cruz wins the shares my values, because Ted Cruz comes in and says, I am just like you. As far as the Bible, as far as what the Bible says, marriage, sacred vows, going to church, knowing what 2 Corinthians are, Cruz's platform. Glenn Beck preaches that on his 3-hour God show. Every day, Glenn Beck preaches how Ted Cruz is a godly man and has the values of a godly man, and his values are better than Donald Trump, and so forth and so on. So, yeah, it's important to know if this is just a shtick by Ted Cruz, if it's just a big act, like I've said from day one. It is. He's not an outsider. He's an insider. He's always been an insider. He's just positioned himself in situations so he could say, look, I fought against this and I fought against that, and I called Mitch McConnell a liar. See, I'm not part of them. But he really is. He really is. I mean, when you worked for George Bush, when you worked for George Bush and you went to Harvard and you went to Princeton, and you were part of the Supreme Court, you're not an outsider, man. You're not an outsider. So this was a big deal. This was a big deal. It is a big deal. Is it over? Who knows? Who knows if it's over? If the video comes out of Cruz and these women, then it's back on. Maybe the video is going to come out towards the end of the week. I have a feeling it's not over. I have a feeling it is not over. Remember, the primaries for Wisconsin are a week from today, next Tuesday. The video comes out today or tomorrow. It's got some time to get buried. It's got some time to get explained. But if the video comes out, say, Thursday, the video comes out, say, Friday. Hell, if the video comes out Monday, it's red hot. I mean, it's right there. But it's incredibly bizarre to hear Carly Fiorina jump in front and talk about Donald Trump and his affairs and then her and Ted Cruz just start verbally assaulting the reporter. Just verbally resolved. they're just beating this guy up. It's funny. Carly's like, oh, you followed me around. Yeah. It's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. But telling also. Very telling. I think it's telling. I definitely think there's a lot of fire there. It's been smoky since Thursday. And the smoke is not going to let up. Smoke is not going to let up. But we'll see if this video gets released.